Page 20. Exercise B. Reading. Read the article. Which influences do you think are the most important?
The development of values. We all live by a set of principles or beliefs that guide our actions and help us distinguish between what is morally acceptable or unacceptable. But where do our values come from? In fact, they develop throughout our lives and originate from a variety of sources. Here are some key influences. Parents. From earliest childhood, most of us learn a sense of right and wrong from our parents. When they tell us children's stories, we learn simple morals, life lessons about the consequences of good and bad behavior. Our parents correct us when we make mistakes. More importantly, we learn from our parents' actions. Children see everything. They observe how their parents relate to each other and handle social situations, and they always notice whether their parents are truthful or not. Peers. From childhood through adulthood, our everyday conversations with our friends, classmates, colleagues, neighbors, and acquaintances play a role in developing our moral outlook. We are strongly affected by the views of our peers. We naturally categorize the people we know or who we hear about on the news. For instance, who is unfriendly? Who is generous? Which politicians or celebrities are honest? Religion and culture. Many people attribute their moral principles to their religious upbringing. Religion can provide a clear set of guidelines to live by that make it easier to distinguish between right and wrong. All the world's religions offer values that can move us away from being self-centered toward helping others. The dominant values of the group, community, or culture we grow up in are also a powerful influence on our own worldview. For example, more importance may be placed on conforming to society than on the individual, which affects the choices we make in life. Institutions. We also pick up values from the code of ethics promoted by our school, profession, or company. Some schools take a public stand against students bullying their classmates, which sets a clear principle for how students should behave. A corporation might establish a mission statement for all its employees to follow. In such cases, the company expects employees to make its values part of their personal values. Life events. Significant life events, such as the death of a loved one, a divorce, an accident, or an illness, can shape our sense of ethics. Perhaps a loved one falls gravely ill. Having to take care of a sick relative teaches us about setting priorities and the value of selflessness. A sudden financial loss may force us to re-examine and rethink what is important to us. We might be the victim of a major accident or a natural disaster. Surviving such an event teaches us about the miracle and fragility of life and helps us see and appreciate each day differently from the way we did before the event. Sometimes we face an ethical dilemma in which we have to choose between two opposing values. For example, a close friend may ask us to tell a lie in order to avoid his or her getting in trouble, which presents us with a conflict. While we believe it's important to protect the ones we love, our values also may place great importance on remaining truthful. It's the combined lessons we have learned throughout our lives that help us make the right or wrong choices.